Half past 8 on 88 FM. It is a Friday. It's the day before Valentine's Day, but it's also a chance for us to jump into a Friday focus with Penny Furie on Radio Life and Style. Penny, hello.
Morning, Mark. Morning, everyone. I can see a lot of red outfits.
Walking past the window. Yes. Yes, love is in the air, but news is also in the air. Yeah. What's been happening in our Friday focus?
Yeah, very intense news cycle this week. I'm going to kick off with Tonga Hewlett's long-running business rescue has taken a decisive turn. And on Thursday, the company's business rescue practitioners confirmed they have approached the KwaZulu-Natal High Court to place the sugar producer into provisional liquidation. Tongaat entered business rescue in October 2022 after an accounting scandal revealed profits and assets had been overstated. The company later stated its financial results, wiping out about 12 billion rand in shareholder value and triggering severe liquidity pressure. In January 2024, creditors approved a rescue plan backed by investment group Vision. That plan depended on significant funding commitments, including 2.3 billion rand advanced by the Industrial Development Corporation to keep operations running. According to the practitioners, binding funding agreements were never concluded. The sale agreements lapsed on the 7th of February this year, collapsing the rescue plan. Tongaat has since received a letter of demand from Vision for approximately 12.7 billion rand, which the practitioners say poses a serious threat to its solvency. If the High Court grants provisional liquidation, a liquidator will actually take control of the company's affairs and assets. For the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast, the implications are significant. Tongaat is a major off-taker for cane growers and a key employer in the regional sugar economy. The High Court has yet to make a ruling. The decision will determine whether there's any remaining path to restructure or whether one of South Africa's historic agribusiness groups move fully into liquidation. And going on to another very important story, authorities are investigating a significant pollution incident at the Mhlali River estuary south of Tinley Manor after hundreds of fish were found dead on Thursday morning. Witnesses reported large numbers of fish washing up along the lagoon area, while some still visibly distressed and attempting to escape the water. Videos shared on social media show a variety of fish, from barracuda, mullet, and juvenile kingfish, congregating near the surface before beaching themselves. Residents describe the waters having a brownish tint and a mild industrial effluent odor. Authorities confirmed that Caesar Water was on the scene to take water samples from various points in the lagoon. The Department of Fisheries is also conducting water analysis, with results expected early next week. Fish samples have also been collected to determine the cause of the deaths and the reported erratic behavior. Those findings are expected also within a week. Residents are urged to avoid the lagoon area this weekend, keep pets away, and not to catch or consume any fish from the river or lagoon until the water quality has been declared safe. Authorities say further updates will be provided once laboratory results are available. Now, to a notice for property owners in Kwadukuza, the certified general valuation roll officially opens today for public inspection and closes on the 15th of April. The roll covers about 51,000 properties and will determine municipal rates from the 1st of July 2026 through 30th of June 2029. The values reflect market conditions as of the 1st of July 2025. Property owners can check the valuation, use code and rating category during the inspection period. If you believe the valuation or classification is incorrect, you must submit a formal objection before the 15th of April. Objection forms are available on the municipality's website or at municipal offices. The completed form must be submitted to the municipality within the inspection period. Late objections will not be accepted. The roll is available online at www.kwadukuza.gov.za and at designated municipal offices and libraries, which you can also check online. The valuation roll forms the legal basis of what property owners will pay in rates for the next 3 years. This is the only opportunity to correct or challenge the figures before they take effect. And a special council meeting is taking place today in Kwadukuza to consider the possible precautionary suspension of three senior municipal officials, including the municipal manager. The meeting follows the presentation of the Section 106 forensic investigation conducted by the Provincial Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs. Council previously resolved to initiate a process allowing the officials 7 days to make written or legal representations on why they should not be placed on precautionary suspension. Today's in-committee meeting is expected to consider those representations and determine the next steps. The Section 106 investigation examined allegations of maladministration, irregular recruitment practices, and procurement-related concerns within the municipality. Because the matter has been handled in committee, proceedings are not open to the public or the media. Any decision taken today will signal how Council intends to act on the findings of the Section 106 report and whether administrative accountability will follow. And finally, we turn to a distressing concern affecting residents in parts of Kwadukuza. Residents of Glendale Barracks near the Glendale Sugar Mill in Ward 19 say they have endured severe water shortages for more than 7 months, with some households going without supply for weeks at a time. Bulk water provision in the area falls under Lembe District Municipality. Ward 19, which includes Glendale, is represented by Councillor and Kwadukuza Council Speaker Dolly Govender. Residents report that water tanker deliveries, typically used as a temporary relief measure during outages, have been inconsistent, sometimes arriving only once every 2 weeks. This comes amid a protracted heat wave, with temperatures recently reaching into the high 30s. Parts of Glendale and surrounding rural settlements have experienced ongoing water shedding and intermittent supply disruptions in recent months, linked to broader system strain and supply constraints. Community members say vulnerable residents, including the elderly, the sick, and young children, are being hardest hit. According to residents, Lembe officials visited last month and indicated the issue could be resolved within 2 weeks. That time frame has now passed without a restoration of reliable supply. At the time of broadcasting this, attempts to obtain comment from local leadership have not received a response, but we will follow the story as it continues to develop. This concludes Friday Focus. Back to you, Mike.
Oh, Penny, what a Friday Focus, hey? Yeah, lots of stories.
All very significant.
Big stories, sure. And definitely stuff to pick up on again next Friday.
Yes, we will be back next Friday.
Thank you, Penny. In the meantime, for folks who want to follow you on Substack and subscribe to your newsletter and your podcast feed, what's the best way to track you down?
We'll put it on our lifestyle social media. We do share stories on the platforms there. Brilliant. And also on our uncensored podcast, which we take out weekly. That's also very interesting. A lot of interesting stuff unfolded yesterday when we interviewed the vice chairman of DOCRA. And all that is happening right now in the municipality that concerns every resident in Kwadukuza. It's very important to listen to that.
Vital information. And you're getting some of it here on Friday Focus with Penny Faree. She'll be back next Friday for another dose.